Oh, imagine it, a Beatles reunion. Of course, it's impossible, but the galaxy would explode if it could ever happen. But maybe it can through video games. The Beatles Rock Band version is scheduled for release on September 9th. Huge sales are expected for the video game and the Beatles catalog, which is migrating to the digital download space bit by bit, and that is a gigantic story. With music sales on a downward spiral for years, are video games the saving grace for the music industry? Joining us now is writer Daniel Radosh. His upcoming New York Times Magazine piece is on the Beatles Rock Band video game, and also joining us are two Rock Band fans who are excited for the new Beatles game, Brad Mallow, who is also the artistic director for Young Audiences New York, and Rob Bricken is a blogger for toplessrobot.com. Rob, good morning. Let me talk to you first.
All right, sir.
What's the significance of this? The Beatles Rock Band version, you can join the Beatles, you can play My Guitar Gently Weeps, the solo in the digital virtual space?
Yes, I mean, it's the Beatles. That's really the significance there, and you just say the Beatles, and there it is. I mean, Rock Band has been around for several years. It's been very popular. There's Guitar Hero, much the same thing. But to be able to play as the Beatles, to play these songs is just phenomenal.
Brad Mallow, you're a Rock Band fan. And how is it different from actually picking up your guitar and playing Beatles songs? You can buy the books.
Well, I think it just creates a huge social network. Everybody knows the Beatles. And to have this group and to have this actually be done is going to just create a huge wonderful thing for the youth, for my generation, everybody.
All right, now I could certainly imagine that people are going to be able to immerse themselves in this. And you've got the instrumental. Can you do the vocal as well?
Oh, I'm not going to sing.
No, but I mean, not in the game.
You can do the guitar, you can sing, and in this one, I believe you're going to be able to be doing harmonies.
Really?
So
you can do the harmony. So the whole Beatles experience is what they're going for, but how in a video game do you get the sense of this cut? Of course, as I want to tell you, kind of a classic rock beat, but the Beatles range over a whole sort of set of genres, from folk to acoustic to electric. Daniel, what do you think?
Well, one of the fun things about this game is that in addition to sort of picking it up and playing any song that you want, you can follow the band's career from beginning to end. So it starts out in a virtual cavern club in Liverpool, takes you through the Ed Sullivan Show, through Shea Stadium, and then into the Abbey Road Studios. So if you play the game from start to finish, you'll get to experience how the band transformed.
And you can experience the entire catalog that way.
And if you do it over a long enough period of time, your hair will actually grow until it's long enough to be on the cover of Abbey Road.
Will you meet Yoko? I guess that's a question we don't really want to focus on. But listen to this. Can the game duplicate the illusion of playing in this tune?
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Now, who's doing that vocal?
That's Paul doing an American accent.
And you can do this in the game? You can do Rocky Raccoon?
Rocky Raccoon is not in the game.
I didn't think so.
But it's interesting because usually in Rock Band or Guitar Hero, they go for the really aggressive, loud songs. The Beatles game is going to have some of the choir songs, Dear Prudence, which is a beautiful song that you
beautiful
wouldn't think
song.
Would be...
Yep.
The kind of thing you want to just sit down and start strumming along with. But it's very fun to play. It's very interesting to play.
Rob Bricken, what song do you most want to play along with in the Rock Band version of the Beatles?
Well, I'm most looking forward to the rocking songs, in all honesty, because I tend to get drunk and have a bunch of people over and play. Those kind of lend themselves to each other. Hey Bulldog, back in the USSR. But I'm also really excited about the full album downloads that are going to come later, like Rubber Soul and Abbey Road, the entirety of them.
What's the business significance of that, Daniel?
Well, Harmonix and MTV Games, which put out this game, have decided that they're really going to make money by selling extra stuff. So you buy the hardware, you buy the game, and then every time you want to buy a new song, it's going to cost you another $2, or you buy an album, you pay a little less, you get it all together. But over the next year or so, you'll continue to give them your money once you have this game.
And you're not just giving them your money. I mean, one of the phenomenons that we've seen is that the Rock Band and Guitar Hero games are driving traffic to purchase these tunes off of iTunes, right?
That's right. And And of course, when you buy it off the either on iTunes or on Rock Band, the companies and the artists are getting money, and Rock Band and Guitar Hero, to a lesser extent, are really working to make this a legitimate distribution platform in its own right.
But beyond distribution platform, Brad, I'm wondering if artists are actually drawn to this experience. Are we going to see people like Moby coming out with like some completely dedicated game immersive music event that goes way beyond CDs?
Oh, yeah, I think we're going to see more of that a lot. Because
more of Moby? Uh-oh.
Could be. You never know. But what it's doing is it's also, you know, people are going to have a vested interest in these artists more. So in terms of record sales and CD sales and iTunes and everything, but I think we're going to see it right.
But like you say, artists are not just in it for the money. They love this kind of connection with the audience. It's deeper than just, you know, listen to my CD. It's really be a part of my music.
But it's taken quite a while to get the Beatles onto the Guitar Hero. It's been a
flirtation. That's right. They were very much standoffish.
Talk to the hand.
And, you know, one of the reasons that it happened was Danny Harrison, who's George Harrison's son, is a gamer and was a big fan of Guitar Hero. And he actually met one of the guys, one of the MTV guys at a party and said, you know what? We should do a Beatles game.
Hey, Rob Bricken, I know you're a rocker, right?
Plastic guitar rocker, yes.
Yeah,
sir.
Yeah, and you know, you like to get drunk a lot, which is why we're glad you're in Cincinnati, okay? Because it'll be a wild party this morning. But can you imagine opera in this sort of digital venue, sort of opera immersive digital kind of thing? Because I think Celeste might be really interested in that.
I can imagine it. I mean, the glory of video games is that anything is possible, and to bring that interactive element, that's a large part of the reason why I think the Rock Band and Guitar Hero games have been so popular.
Is this applicable, Daniel, because you've got the article in the New York Times Magazine, is this applicable to virtually any performance kind of musical product?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Definitely certain types of performances work better in these games, and I think it's easy to project forward, you know, if this really becomes how people experience music, a primary way people experience music. You can ask, will it change the way artists record music? Will there be bands that think, you know, let's do a song like this because it will be really fun to play in Rock Band or Guitar Hero? So just as the invention of microphones changed the way that, you know, crooners sang songs, you didn't have to belt them out.
Great point.
Or even the way MTV changed, you know, the nature of pop music. I think this game will do that too.
All right. Well, Daniel Radosh, Brad Mallow, and Rob Bricken, thanks so much. Three among the millions anticipating the release of the Beatles Rock Band version, which will certainly transform access to the Beatles catalog. Thanks to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.